Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, A Happy Pocket Full of Money, Expanded Study Edition, Infinite Wealth and Abundance in the Here and Now by David Cameron Gikhandi is a personal development and spiritual growth book that links prosperity to consciousness. Often associated with modern metaphysics and the law of attraction tradition, it argues that lasting wealth is not merely the result of external tactics, but a reflection of inner identity, beliefs, and emotional patterns. The expanded study edition format emphasizes practice and reflection, aiming to move readers from inspirational ideas to consistent daily application. Rather than focusing solely on earning, the book frames abundance as an available state that can be experienced now through intentional thinking, visualization, and a shift in how one perceives reality. Gikhandi blends motivational guidance with concepts drawn from quantum language, meditation, and mindset training to encourage readers to rewire scarcity-based habits. The central promise is practical and psychological. When you change your inner narrative and expectations, you change the choices you make, the opportunities you notice, and the outcomes you allow yourself to sustain. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, consciousness as the foundation of wealth. A core theme is that wealth begins as an internal condition rather than an external possession. The book treats consciousness as the primary driver behind what people create, attract, and keep in their lives. Instead of starting with budgets, career plans, or investment techniques, it pushes the reader to examine identity statements such as what they believe they deserve, what feels safe, and what they unconsciously expect to happen. From this perspective, money becomes a mirror for deeper assumptions about worthiness and possibility. The expanded study framing encourages readers to notice how quickly the mind returns to scarcity, worrying about future bills, comparing success, or interpreting delays as proof of failure. By highlighting these automatic patterns, the book aims to make them adjustable. It suggests that when someone inhabits an inner state of enoughness, they tend to make clearer decisions, take bolder actions, and recover faster from setbacks. The goal is not to deny reality, but to stop letting fear define it. In practice, this theme translates into developing emotional steadiness, reshaping self-talk, and repeatedly choosing interpretations that support growth, creativity, and receptivity. Secondly, reality creation and the language of intention. The book emphasizes intention as a deliberate signal that organizes attention, behavior, and outcomes. It presents reality as something that can be influenced through focused thought, emotional alignment, and repeated mental rehearsal. In this framework, intention is more than wishing. It is a disciplined choice about what you repeatedly hold as true. Readers are guided to clarify what abundance means to them and to refine goals so they feel present and believable rather than distant and conditional. The book also cautions that mixed intentions, such as wanting wealth while expecting disappointment, often produce inconsistent results because they scatter attention and motivation. By promoting practices like visualization and affirmations, it aims to train the mind to treat desired outcomes as normal and attainable. A practical takeaway is that the mind follows what it rehearses. If you mentally rehearse obstacles, you become excellent at finding them. If you rehearse solutions and opportunities, you become more responsive, confident, and resourceful. This theme tends to appeal to readers who want a structured way to translate abstract optimism into habits of focus, language, and expectation that support purposeful action. Thirdly, emotional state and the shift from scarcity to abundance. Another important topic is the relationship between emotional frequency and financial results. The book argues that the feeling tone a person lives in most often, such as anxiety, gratitude, resentment, calm, or joy, becomes a kind of default setting that shapes what they perceive and how they respond. Scarcity is portrayed not only as a lack of money, but as a mental atmosphere where everything feels limited: time, love, options, and safety. The book encourages readers to treat emotional regulation as a wealth skill. When someone can return to a stable, appreciative state, they are less likely to sabotage opportunities through impulsive spending, avoidance, procrastination, or self-doubt. The expanded study approach supports consistent self-observation, noticing triggers, identifying recurring negative narratives, and replacing them with more constructive interpretations. This theme also reframes gratitude as strategic, not merely polite. Gratitude trains attention to register support, progress, and possibilities, which can increase motivation and persistence. While the book uses spiritual language, the practical message is psychological. You can practice states that make you more effective. Over time, effectiveness increases the likelihood of better financial choices and stronger relationships that support prosperity. Fourthly, meditation, visualization, and daily practice as a system. The book places strong emphasis on practice, encouraging readers to build a repeatable routine rather than rely on occasional inspiration. Meditation is presented as a way to quiet mental noise, detach from fear-driven stories, and access a calmer sense of self that can hold bigger goals without panic. Visualization and affirmations are treated as training tools for the imagination and the nervous system, helping the reader rehearse new outcomes until they feel familiar. This matters because many people abandon goals when the process feels emotionally unfamiliar or threatening. A consistent routine can reduce that friction. The Expanded Study Edition framing suggests the material is meant to be revisited, not consumed once. Readers are encouraged to apply concepts to specific areas like career, business, debt, or creative work, and to track changes in mood, confidence, and behavior. This topic is valuable for readers who want a spiritual approach that still demands discipline. The book implies that abundance is not a single breakthrough, but a practice state. By making inner work habitual, readers may become more resilient, more willing to take smart risks, and better able to sustain progress when results are delayed. Lastly, redefining money as freedom, service, and expanded identity. Rather than treating money as an end in itself, the book encourages readers to redefine it as a tool for freedom, creativity, and contribution. This shift is important because many people pursue wealth while secretly associating it with guilt, conflict, or moral compromise. Those hidden associations can create self-sabotage when success arrives. By reframing money as neutral energy that amplifies intentions, the book invites the reader to align financial goals with values such as generosity, excellence, and meaningful work. It also stresses expanding identity, seeing oneself as the kind of person who can handle responsibility, manage resources wisely, and receive without shame. When identity grows, goals that once felt unrealistic can become normal. The book further implies that receiving is a skill, not a stroke of luck. Readers are encouraged to open to support, collaborate, ask, negotiate, and accept opportunities rather than dismiss them. This topic often resonates with entrepreneurs and ambitious professionals who sense that technical skills alone are not enough. By connecting abundance to character and purpose, the book positions wealth as a byproduct of becoming more whole, more intentional, and more aligned with what one wants to express in the world. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who enjoy mindset-based personal development, spiritual approaches to prosperity, and reflective exercises that challenge limiting beliefs. It can benefit people who feel stuck in a cycle of anxiety about money, inconsistent motivation, or repeated self-sabotage, as well as entrepreneurs and creatives who want to strengthen confidence and clarity. The most useful impact is not a promise of instant riches, but a practical shift in how you relate to uncertainty. By emphasizing emotional regulation, intention, and consistent inner practice, it can help you make better decisions, stay persistent through setbacks, and notice opportunities you previously ignored. Compared with many wealth books that focus primarily on tactics like budgeting, investing, or sales, this one differentiates itself by addressing the psychological and identity level where habits begin. That makes it a worthwhile complement to more technical financial guides. The Expanded Study Edition angle also supports rereading and applying the concepts over time, which can increase real-world results. If you want a structured, consciousness-centered approach to abundance that emphasizes personal responsibility and daily practice, this book is a strong buy within its genre. If you would like to support David Cameron Gikhandi, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.